The Guardian.
C'è un grande sogno che vive in noi, siamo la gente della libertà. Presidente, siamo con te. Meno male che Silvio c'è.
The campaign song of Silvio Berlusconi's new party is called Meno male che Silvio c'è, roughly thank goodness for Silvio. Some Italians do still hero worship their billionaire former prime minister, but as I found out when I visited a polling station in the north of Rome, a lot of the people supporting his freedom folk, his Popolo della Libertà, in this election are doing so in protest at 2 years of government by a squabbling centre-left that gave them higher taxes.
Can I ask you who you voted for?
Popolo della Libertà.
And why did you vote for them?
We don't know, maybe. We try.
You wanted a change?
Yes, maybe it's good, maybe it's not. We'll see in 2 years.
Berlusconi's new, broader party takes in Italy's former neo-fascists, led by Gianfranco Fini.
I vote for the right, so Berlusconi and the others. Because I suppose, especially I vote normally for Fini. Now actually is just the same.
Standing against the right is Walter Veltroni, the former mayor of Rome.
I vote for Veltroni. Why Veltroni is the best candidate for the Italy. He's an hope for the Italy.
A hope for Italy, says that young man, leaving the polling station with his wife and their newborn baby. Veltroni and his Democratic Party, his centre-left Partito Democratico, are running alone. Freed of the radical left, they're promising Blairite liberal economic reform.
I voted for Partito Democratico.
For Veltroni, in other words.
Yes.
Why did you do so?
Riforme. We need it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we will get it, but we need it.
Rome and the surrounding region of Lazio are crucial to the result. Berlusconi held his final rally at the Colosseum here, but he made an apparently serious mistake by mocking a local hero, the footballer Francesco Totti of AS Roma. He said he was off his head for voting centre-left.
That's not the whole story, though. I'm standing about a half a mile away from the polling station now, outside the Olympic Stadium, which AS Roma shares with the other team in this part of the world, Lazio. The first supporters are arriving for a match today against Siena, and they're walking past a stall selling scarves, one of which reads, AS Roma, merda. AS Roma, shit. You feel that amongst these people, mocking Totti won't go down so badly.
I put that point to a Lazio steward.
I think that there are more important things to deal with than Totti or football matches.
In Italy, more important than football, surely a mistake.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.